Let me thank everyone who's present here for your attendance, and I know there's administration there at the back. We know each other by now because we've been introducing ourselves in each and every meeting. But for the purposes of those who do not know the chair of the committee, I think it's important that we introduce the people in front here. My name is Matulare Coleman, the chairperson of the committee, and I feel comfortable now after the proclamation of the department. A bit confident that I'm now a fully-fledged chairperson. I have on my right the whip of the committee, Mr. Nduli. And then I have on my left the acting secretary, because our secretary is on study leave, Mr. Mwianda Langa. He will be, he is with us until the secretary comes back up around next week. As we agreed in our last meeting that we are going to be considering our program. Today's agenda, you can see we only have one item on the agenda, which is that consideration of that program. And I want to suggest that because there are so many things happening in this parliament, that we don't make it a permanent or sort of a very, very inflexible program. We agree that this is something that is going to keep us busy until September, when the ministry is actually has organized itself. At the moment, they still do not have a strategic plan, and understandably so. They do not have a concrete budget. They are still under the Department of Trade and Industry. But for us to be able to do something and also to abreast and empower ourselves, it will be important that we do some of the things that are on the program. And hence, I would want us to talk to the program now. We have requested in the previous meeting that we will be circulating the program for members to be able to input. As of to date, we haven't received any input, and we felt that we should submit it, table it as it is, with changes. You'll see there are changes on the date. But that is because of the many activities that are happening, so that we can be able to accommodate those activities. This is the program for August mainly. The reason why I want us to confine actually ourselves to August and not consider September is because we have received comments when we were requesting for this meeting. We had to attach this program for the to the Chair of Chairs, and the comments were that we should confine ourselves to month August only, because there will be further developments, and that might temper our actual program. So we will then in September going forward develop another program up to the end of the financial year. And I want us just to confine us to that. It's still not confirmed. You will see the venues are not confirmed because we still have to submit to get permission for the venue. So can we then interact to the program, colleagues? This is supposed to be a very short meeting, not to take us long. I take it that I have explained what the program is all about in our last meeting. So I'm really not going to go through that. If there's anyone who doesn't understand further, you know, each itemized date, activity. Please come to me after the meeting so that I can explain further what, why we put this, we have put this matter. Comrade Chris, Comrade Marasso, Ngwenyama, and Mr. Ngwenyama.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I would say, as we have said, we supposed to adopt this, but I would like to amend that to say we adopt this as a tentative program, because if you look at the manner our parliament is working, the you know, we are still experiencing these teething problems, so it may change at any time. So I want us to have an open mind to say we adopt this, but tentatively. That is my proposal, Chairperson.
Okay. Please note what Mr. Ntuli is saying for now as you input and also talk to what he's saying. Mr. Mabaso.
Correct, Chair. I also support the spirit of the program, but I noticed that it doesn't make us to go out to interact with our constituency. I'm wondering whether we can accommodate at least one or two visits to cooperative areas. I learned that KZN is doing fairly better on cooperatives. If we could plan one or two visits. Thanks.
Okay. I'm noting what you're saying. I'll come back to it later. Mr. William.
Madam Chair, I wanted to just the point of clarity. On the first item, it's briefing by various economists on the framework for South Africa's response to the international economic crisis. And are these prepared? Have we identified these economists already? And to actually do that, and I suppose what would actually follow with that is the terms of reference that would be informing such inputs by these various economies. The second one is the question of the public hearing on the role of the different institutions on economic development. We don't actually, the question that arises is, are we not foreseeing a situation where the public would also be interested? That is now, and beyond the economic development issues, to comment on the department itself. What kind of a department? What is the primary and the purpose? Shouldn't we actually expand that not to look only on the economic development and not to look at the economic development institutions and also look at the department? I was actually thinking about the kind of stakeholders that we'll be getting in touch with on these public hearings. Are they identified already? Especially in the light of the the earlier comments around the public hearings, and I thought that if we were to be
you must be whipping us. We don't want to whip you.
If we were to know which stakeholders are we targeting, and or maybe which areas are we targeting, and are we going to universities, are we going to maybe general public meetings, and just to be clear on that, the gray and that first one as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Benjamin. I think we've had the reason why we wanted you to input is because we wanted you to try and really enrich this program further. But just to answer your first question, have we identified in the terms of reference? Remember, this is just I wanted us to agree in principle whether we really want to have such a program. Yes. And now that we don't have a problem with that, we will then go to the next step. And that cannot be done only by this table. We have to, all of us, do that. We will obviously come with a proposal to the next meeting before the actual date so that we can then agree on the way forward. But for now, it's just agreeing in principle on the program. If you agree with us that we should go along that, then we will then call the next meeting wherein we will, because this is just for the purposes of registering to the chair of chairs so that they know that we have this, and then they allocate us also the necessary resources for that. And then we'll then be able, during the course of the reasons, then work on the integrities, and then as we open, then we'll deal with that. And I think we should agree that we have our meeting as soon as possible, Secretary, so that before the 11th, and give us ample time for that, just to report to members which stakeholders have we identified, and if they have anything to add, they can then add. Failing which, we'll have to contact you telephonically just to indicate to you these are the areas. If you have anything to add on, you can then add so that we don't leave anyone behind. But this is to keep us busy. I think members should understand that, that area. Just to keep us busy so that we don't have a vacuum in between. Because we cannot say we are in the economic development and yet we don't understand. We live until the department comes to tell us what they are all about, and we don't prepare ourselves sufficiently. This was just to do that. And then the question that was asked by Mr. Mabaso, I think around the outreach. I think the issue around the public hearings are mainly for that, because we don't intend to hold them here in Parliament. We intend to go down to people so that we can, have direct contact with them and then talk to them, understand what they're going through. We can even improvise if we want to start by visiting some of their projects and then before we hear anything. So those are the things that perhaps we might need to do. But the public hearings were meant for that type of interaction. If really there's anything we would want to improve on, we can do so now so that we can concretize this program. Mr. Moyen.
Madam Chair, that third item that I referred to there, and the public hearings should not be confined on economic development institutions. We should actually probe, and from the South African public, what is it that they are envisaging and about the department, and what kind of department. And you see, the reason why I'm raising this issue, it may sound a little bit maybe loose and petty, but, it's an opportunity for us to come up with a model of a department that is established and beyond 1994, a new department, and therefore the kind of a structure, the kind of an organogram, the kind of efficiency of that department that and it should actually live up to the standards that really we were yearning for. And that is why I'm saying maybe to hear from the public, what is it that they have in mind should be the role of this department, economic development, so that we don't miss a thing about this department. Basically, that's what I wanted. I'm trying to embellish the point that I made earlier.
Honorable Ngonyama, I hope you were there when the minister was saying that he is going to bring a white paper. I think that is the document you are going to contribute on. We are not going to start with the hearings and come up with they will draft a white paper which will take and go to the people to find out whether they can contribute appropriately. Thanks.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. First, Madam Chair, one of my fellow members of this committee, Mr. Ryan Kutsia, has resigned from Parliament, just to inform you. He's not in Parliament anymore. The second thing is, Madam Chair, I'd like to sort of...
And we congratulate him. I was saying, and we congratulate him on his new job.
Fine. But Madam Chair, the second thing, so Mr. Barza said something which is very true. I think... On-site inspections is very important because often you find institutions and then they present submissions here to us in Parliament and it's very rosy and it's beautiful pictures and it's some glossy paper and so forth. But in actual fact, if you go and you analyse these particular things, you see that there's no real progress being made. So I think from a parliamentary point of view, as a public representative, it's extremely important to do an on-site inspection to talk to the recipients of these particular programs. That's only then that you get a holistic picture of what economic development really entails. And I think, especially if it refers to rural areas, Madam Chair, I think we must look at that. I think it's very important because my constituency is a rural constituency, and it's very important that we rub shoulders with the people there on the ground. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you. And Mr. Barr just said the same thing.
Thank you, Mr. The reason I'm smiling is because I've been corrected, so because I kept on saying something. Okay, no, that's fine. I'll leave it this, between ourselves. But colleagues, I think maybe to put it, you know, seriously, when I say we are keeping ourselves busy, I don't mean we are not serious. I mean that empowerment, making us more knowledgeable is a serious matter. Even though we do not know what exactly is the real mandate of the department, because you see, you'll know that after you have received the strategic documents of the department, you understand the vision, you know, the mission of the department, everything that they are going to be doing, activities and so forth. That's when you can, you know, say exactly this is what the department is doing, and then you are able then to pin them down on what they said they were going to be doing. We know generally what the department is all about. I think we know that. But the nitty-gritties we still do not know in terms of functions and everything. This is something that the department is still working on. They're still also looking at their own structures and so forth. As of now, I'm trying to say is that I agree with members that we should go and visit projects, we should do everything, and that this program, when I refer to us not, keeping us busy, I don't mean we are not doing this respect. That's what I wanted to clarify. what the whip explained, I think, is quite clear. I don't want us to confuse our role with that of the department, Mr. Ngwenyama. I understand that we have to, you know, get the people's views, and I thought maybe that we could do afterwards. Because I think it's the responsibility of the department to get the public's opinion on how they would want the department to be shaped. Because if we go there and say, how do you want the department, just so we are, you know, in the department, or in the ministry, and that's, to me, what they normally refer to as interference. I don't want to set our relationship in that note with the department. It's okay to generally get opinion of what people understand by economic development, but not necessarily to go that far. And I know that it's in the plans of the department to do that, because they did indicate that they will be coming up with a white or green paper, and we will have an opportunity after they have tabled that to then go and consult the public on what is their feeling in response to that green or white paper. Mr. Mabasa, you want to come in, and then Mr. Ngwenyama would also want to go. It's noted.
Mela,
did you have your hand?
Okay. I also wanted to support the central message which Member Ngwenyama is expressing, because that's very critical. I mean, departments that get born today must have got, should not lose sight of opportunities that might not have been there for departments that got born, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So I think that spirit is critical, and I agree with him. The only part is that when it comes to then the how, that's where the chairperson the whip have captured it. But I think it's very critical. The only question could be, do we think that it's possible for the department to mistakenly not identify that need? And if we think so, then of course that becomes another question to, should we suggest to the department that as they, but I don't think that they are likely to miss that, because it's a very, you know, it's because they will be going out broadly to the broader public. But it's a very critical point. Thanks, Korichan.
Thank you, Mr. Mabasa. Mr. Ngwenyama.
Well, Madam Chair, I think I must actually concede on your intervention. And however, I'm not 100% convinced. I'm trying to draw the line between the oversight responsibility that we have and the responsibility of also somehow, because my fear is to do an oversight after fact. We have an opportunity, we are going out on public hearings now, and we're asking a central question on the role of the economic development institution. And we are asking that question. And in essence, somebody else may actually say, why are you asking that question? Because it may actually be interpreted as some kind of interference, even in that regard, because we are asking about the economic development institutions. It is within that, because those economic development institutions are located within the context of this new department. And therefore, they would actually be impacting on the department. And therefore, when you ask that question, you can't ask it out of context of understanding the very department and under which these institutions are located. So it was, for me, and the fact that we have an opportunity to ask this question now, because it's a new department. Otherwise, if it was a department that was in existence, and they would be asking that at the question maybe would actually be sticking to maybe the documents that are there, the green paper, the white paper, and so on. My worry is to fold our arms and wait for the white paper to be produced, and after the white paper has been produced, then we start to say that, well, I went to this place and people thought that this is the kind of role that they envisaged about the department. And I'm saying that we have an opportunity, we're going to, out to people, why can't we ask that question as well within the same context of asking the bigger question, which is here in this paper. But if, as you say, it will be viewed as interference, and we have a constitutional responsibility to avoid that. And that is why I'm saying that I concede, but that's from sheer logic, and that's my worry. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Ngonyama. Can we, is there anyone else who would want to talk to this particular point? Can we leave it at that? I think we have to be seen to be assisting the department here. If you look at the way we've been conducting ourselves, we've really been trying to avoid anything that would seem like we are interfering, because we could have done that, you know, long ago. This is because the department came to us, they promised us certain things, and they would say, they would think that we are being opportunistic then, by jumping sort of the gun. That's my feeling on the matter. But like I say, it's open to the meeting. This is my feeling, and I feel that we won't lose anything by leaving it out either. And perhaps trying to engage later on when they are fully ready. I don't think it's proper to catch them when they are not ready. So they'll think that, no, they're trying to do a job at the end of the day. We want to give them enough space. Yeah. Thank you very much for your understanding and for the input that you have brought in here. I think they can only make us wiser, colleagues. Thank you very much, and I think we will try to follow this program as much as possible, and as soon as it gets adopted with the necessary logistical support, we will be able then to engage to you. We'll confirm every minute everything that we'll be doing before we go through it. I guess the secretary is listening carefully here. We will be doing that. We're trying to organize ourselves too. Thank you very much, Colin.
I was saying that let's adopt it.
I was going there. Colleagues, I even forgot what I wanted to say before getting there. It's fine. Colleagues, let's then formally adopt the program for the sake of the minutes. adopt the program. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Mr. Rabi? Thank you. And I'll note Mr. Ngonyama, who has seconded. Thank you very much for the attendance. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you. I see that, Madam Chair, on the adoption, we have voted.
Okay.
That's the only time you're right. We better find ourselves when you're supporting.